Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
Also joining us, former chairman of the RNC, now co-host of MSNBC's The Weekend, Michael Steele is here. Michael Steele, I can see you're fired up from here. You go first.
Yes. So here's the deal. You asked the question, you know, do Republicans care? No. The speaker just made that very clear. You're right. He is a cheerleader for all of this. And there will be no slowing of this train. Y'all, all of us need to get our heads out of the clouds of thinking that somehow, as we were talking in your last segment, you know, the folks said, well, I hope we can work with them. They don't want to work with you, boo. They want to take you out and not for dinner. Okay? Just so you understand what going out is. They want you out of the picture. They want you powerless and groveling. They are now the superiors. They're now the ones in charge. 50 years of retribution and going back to Republicans complained about every little thing. All of that's coming back now. And so, yeah, I think we're in a position where we see the Speaker of the House, the majority leader in the Senate, just making the lane wider for the tools of destruction to flow through down that Appian Way, if you will, if you need a visual. All of these things coming into the great city to tear it down and to blow it up. You know, the nominees for, you know, Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, Department of Health, they're all getting passed. Everybody's running around this town acting like there's some controversy here, that Republican senators are concerned and perplexed and worried about, you know, whether or not this person is qualified. They don't give a damn if these people are qualified. They don't. Why are we pretending they do? Everybody's now talking about Senator Cassidy like he's going to do something monumental, like, oh, dare I say it, vote against Donald Trump's nominee? Come on. So I think we just need to, you know, get ourselves focused on what is coming, Nicole. And all of these, you know, folks who stand in the democracy space, like myself and many others, we need to gird ourselves not to sit in a hunker and wait for incoming, but to go charge those battle lines and to make sure that the American people are aware of what is about to happen to them. There are a lot of families and communities, as you well know, in the health space, in the economic space, in the government space, pick a space, that will be poorly served by this administration and its ilk in the form of cabinet secretaries and undersecretaries. And people are making decisions about how we live our lives in this new America with a K. Andrew laid it out exactly right. And Andrew made a point two segments ago when he was talking about this idea of removing the people and replacing them. Now you know why. Now you know why he wanted to replace them, because to Andrew's very excellent point, there's no way to stop them. So who do you go to for relief? How do you get the system to stand guard against actions like this? A convicted felon is orchestrating the retribution against those who came after his criminal activity. I'm trying to figure out what the crime was here. That's like saying a crime happens, police and others investigate it, and then everybody goes after the investigators for investigating the crime and call them the criminals and want to go after them. So what are we saying to the rest of the country now? This is the new order of things. Criming is good for me, but not for thee. And so if you're not in my crime family, then guess what? Good luck. But if you are, you're good. And so all the boneheads out here who are sitting here plotting this think this is great. Baby, your day will come. Trust me. Because everyone gets on the wrong side of this equation at some point. And that's what Republicans in the House and Senate don't seem to understand. They think the quieter we are, like a church mouse in the corner of the church, that the rector won't find you. That the lady who cleans the church won't find you. And when she does, guess what she does? She takes you out. And as I said before, not for dinner. So the reality for a lot of us right now is more of this is going to happen. More of this is happening. And I can imagine, Andrew, what you're feeling right now, recognizing that the institution that you spent your career in is now under assault.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on MSNBC.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.